suffer from procrastination, your motivation break might be to blame. A new study on macaque monkeys has revealed a brain circuit that can stop us from starting stressful tasks. When researchers tampered with that circuit, the monkeys became more willing to endure an unpleasant experience in exchange for a reward. This so-called motivation break involves two deep brain regions, the ventral striatum, or reversus, and the ventral pallidum, or VP. The ventral striatum is central to reward and motivation. Imagine you discover you're out of milk. You might decide it's worth facing the rain, just so you don't have to eat dry cereal. Then, the versus passes that motivation to the ventral pallidum, which can turn the thought into action. Your shoes go on, your coat goes on, and you step out the door, but maybe the rain looks terrible. In that case, the versus can judge the task as stressful, and tell the ventral pallidum to keep you snug indoors. That's exactly what the researchers saw when they trained monkeys to perform two tasks. Each task came with a reward at the end, but one also delivered an unpleasant puff of air to the face. When the monkeys were offered the reward only task, most got started without hesitation, but if they knew an air puff was coming, they often held back. The researchers then used a technique called chemogenetics, where specific brain cells are temporarily altered with drugs or other tools to dampen the monkeys' motivation breaks. With the connection between the versus and VP weakened, the monkeys were more willing to begin the task that included the air puff. The scientists suggested that, one day, it might be possible to develop treatments that target human motivation breaks. But they also warned that it's far too risky to start tampering right now. Over-weakening the motivation break could lead to excessive risk-taking, said Dr. Kenichi Amamori, associate professor of neuroscience at Kyoto University and the study's lead author. He added that further research along with careful ethical discussions will be needed to determine how and when such interventions should be used. The scientists proposed it might be possible to develop treatments that target human motivation breaks.